bureaucracy. They're big organizations and with rules and regulations and committees and multiple people looking at things. Number two, it's a function of people not having a clear thinking. You know, they're working together and they're coming to compromises. And third is lawyers. Lawyers right. are the biggest impediment to clarity that you'll ever find.
And part of, I mean, I even see it in like job postings. They post jobs and I'm reading through and it's like, I don't have a clue what they're trying to hire this person for. What's the job?
Yeah, I mean, it's the nature of big government and big business to hide behind language that has no personality and is not direct and isn't straightforward. They're always trying to make something more complex than it needs to be. And it's discouraging. You know, it's very discouraging.
We're talking to Alan Siegel. He's known as a simplicity guru. So how do you be simple? How do you step back from that and not get into that crazy complex world?
Well, you know, simplicity, which I define as clarity, transparency, accessibility, usability, is a function of first clear thinking. You've got to clear up the content that you're working with. So, for instance, it's pretty hard to simplify the tax forms with that massive tax code
right.
with all its complexity. So the first thing you've got to do is simplify the content or the process. And you have to have real clear thinking and decide exactly what you're trying to accomplish. And then you've got to organize the material so that it's accessible. And you've got to write it in a language that's clear and direct. And that doesn't always mean it's shorter. It means that it's clear and you explain things in context. And then you have to present it in a format, whether it's print or electronic, that it assists people and says to people, this is something that can be read. The typeface you use and the type size and the leading and the layout all contribute to saying to people, this can be read and aiding them in their reading.
Does this, I mean, frankly, I remember Al Gore, back when he was vice president, put a whole, you know, said we're going to make things simple and use plain language and so people can actually understand it. And we're a couple years back from that and it hasn't exactly happened. Is now a time where this could actually become part of the culture?
Well, it's very hard to legislate plain English.
Right. I mean, I'm guessing the plain language bill is not just right in plain language.
Right. It really is. It has to be a program where the chief executive of the country, the president of the country, the people in the cabinet positions, the people running agencies, have a commitment to this, invest in it, hire the right people, and have courage. And so it's against the grain of everything we've seen all these years. I think one of the presidents who really put a big push on this was Jimmy Carter in 78, where he issued an executive order saying that regulations had to be written in plain English and be understandable to those who have to comply with it. And then the National Institutes of Education funded a big project that I helped run called the Document Design Project, where we studied and we did a bibliography and everything about simplicity that had ever been written, and then worked with various agencies like the Federal Communications Commission and the Housing and Urban Development Group to assist them in trying to bring clarity to what they did. And then we ended up setting up a graduate program at Carnegie Mellon to teach people how to simplify things and interdisciplinary courses with writing courses in cognitive psychology and rhetoric and computer design and statistics, which has been very successful. But, you know, this is one of these things. There's stops and starts. You know, President Carter was behind it to some degree. President Clinton was behind it. President Reagan killed a lot of this stuff and was not emphasized in the Bush administration. Let's see what happens with Obama.
And as you mentioned, this isn't just words. It's the way the page looks. There's a lot more that goes into simplicity. Some of these documents, even the passport forms, the immigration forms, when you come into the country, it can be a little bit daunting to figure out, okay, where does stuff go?
Yeah, well, this is inexcusable in the modern age because we have, there are people in this country who are experts and doing validation research to find out whether materials are comprehensible and usable both offline and online. So I think the government has an affirmative responsibility to test these materials that they're asking people to interact with, which have such a big impact on their life, and make sure that they're clear and usable and do not block people from getting their things that are due to them from the government or dealing with the government. Mm.
And you mentioned this earlier. One of the real impediments here are lawyers. And I know you've at the TED conferences you've talked about this before. How do you deal with lawyers? Because goodness knows, lawyers heavily involved in regulations and rules and all the stuff the government does.
Well, you know, you can't let lawyers intimidate you, and lawyers don't rule the world. So we need some strong leadership to take control and put legal perspective in perspective. It shouldn't be the dominant consideration. So, for instance, I've seen a lot of some laws and regulations which written by lawyers where they specify type sizes and they write warnings and disclosures and specify design specifications. It's out of their league. They're not experts at it. And then in other cases, lawyers are writing, are using language to hide behind the fact that people writing legislation and rules really haven't thought through or made a decision. So they obfuscate, and then everything's open to interpretation.